Evelyn. With each mouthful, he grew bigger. The possessed body swelling until he could savage first buttocks.
Oh, my buttocks!
Then elbows.
Oh, my elbows!
And finally, throat.
Oh, my throat!
My strength returns. You have destroyed me twice before, Pippin. That is not enough, because we're playing best of five. Now let my vengeance begin.
He came nearer and nearer, blood-stained fangs bared. Yet as he lunged for my neck, I was frozen to the spot like an agoraphobic caribou.
See as I grow massive. Oh, indeed, oh, too massive. This tiny body cannot contain me. No, I cannot be thwarted so close to my revenge. I've drunk too much blood. I should never have had that last pint. Oh, dear, I'm going to burst.
He exploded, showering the room with gore and evil.
Oh, ruddy heck.
Back home, I poured myself a nerve-steadying drink.
Ah. Ha! Dear wife, frightfully, you have dashed the glass from my hands.
I have.
Please, do not do so. Ah. Dear Sister Pippa, you do the same.
I do.
Well, don't. Harry!
Sorry, Pippin. Thought it was a game.
What game?
Smashy, glassy, smash, smash.
You must not be tempted by alcohol, dear husband. It is the evil juice.
The naughty liquid.
The sinful fluid.
The satanic solution.
Beelzebub's bouillabaisse.
What?
Riley and I have decided that if we are to have no fun, neither shall anyone else.
We have declared war on drink and have joined the temperance movement.
But I have not.
But we have.
Get out, all of you.
They had smashed all the glasses, so I went to drink from the bottle, but still shaking with fear, I dropped it.
He has joined us in temperance!
No, I haven't.
To prove it, I knelt and licked brandy off the floor. This was a mixed blessing. The brandy made me feel better, but the shards of glass in my tongue made me feel a lot worse.
You idiot! Ow!
And having a drink in the coming weeks proved no easier. I padded the floor with rubber.
The tempter's tipple!
But they dashed the glasses against the wall, so I purchased drinking vessels made from wood.
Old Nick's naughty punch!
Alas, Pippa set fire to them, and Ripley purchased a steam-powered rotary saw.
Mephistopheles' malicious milk!
Eventually, Harry and I were forced into drastic action. So, one evening, we left our gentleman's house and went in search of a good, old-fashioned, working-class pub. Alas, the temperance movement had been too successful, and most of the inns we tried were now alcohol-free.
Well, we have tried the Sober Dog and Mine's an Orange Juice Duck, and the Killjoy and Horses with no luck.
Ooh, what about the three, no booze here, you wretched sinner, have some water or do a prayer, horseshoes?
Indeed, the only proper pub we found was in the East End, the Jellied Eel and Murderer. Where we sat with rough folk on a rough bench and drank roughly 4 pints of rough ale. Then, as we wobbled out, something strange yet flattering happened.
Oi, mister, can I have your autograph?
You may, young urchin. What is your name?
Charlie Stamp.
There we go. To Charlie. Best wishes. Pip Bin.
Cheers, sucker.
Oh, dear. My hands are all mucky with working classlessness. I should wipe them. That pigeon has stolen my handkerchief. Maybe my ears are just drunk, but it sounded like Mr. Benevolent.
Of course, because Mr. Benevolent was evil, and so are pigeons.
Harry's explanation made perfect 4 pints sense, and we returned home.
Dear husband, you smell of the Prince of Darkness's aftershave.
What?
Beer.
Oh, well, yes, I dashed a glass of beer from a man's hand, lest he drink it. Alas, it spilled over me.
Oh, a noble act.
And, dear husband Harry, you smell similar.
Yes, what he said.
Dear Pip, there is a policeman here to see you.
A policeman? Why?
I'm Inspector Whack Wallop of Scotland Yard. May I ask your whereabouts this evening, sir?
Oh, Harry and I went for a walk.
Yes, we've been for a walk, not a drink. 4 delicious pints of wark.